Do the federal government and state governments have the right settings on drought policy to help Australian farmers? Mal Peters is a former New South Wales farmers president who says spending money on dams and helping out the big corporates will not help the average farming family struggling at the moment with the drought. He says the whole quantum shift is needed because the drought assistance money is not being targeted in the right places. And things like dams only help the very few and only in the longer term.
Well, my major problem is that the dams in the towns that require them are obviously very welcome. And obviously for the 2% of irrigators, they also welcome. But the reality is, in what's happening at the moment, we've got 98% of farmers will get absolutely nothing out of dams at all. So we're in the position where we don't have assistance for at least 50% of farmers.
So it's a false promise of assistance.
Well, it is. It's fine to be talking about, and the reality is they've got to do something for those towns that you know don't have adequate water supplies. But it's not fixing the problem for you know the greater majority of farmers.
And you've been vocal in calling for more assistance, more drought assistance, more, and basically money to put food on the table and money to look at restocking and helping people through.
Well, my great concern is that the current packages that the federal government are putting up are targeted towards the top end of the farming sector and those that are carrying no debt. The farm management deposits are a great tool, but they're targeted to that group of people. The RIC loans also are a good instrument, but they also are targeted towards the top end of town. The reality is that we've got 50% of farmers are eligible to get nothing at all. And what I'm concerned about is that, you know, those people that are good farmers, that are experiencing a drought that we've never had any experience for, 140 years of records. When the national drought policy talks about that farmers will prepare themselves for drought, and farmers do that. But you can't prepare yourself for an event that you've never experienced. So I think we've now moved in what should be a natural disaster, and the government should be looking at doing something like what they did for those farmers in the North Queensland floods and putting some assistance in at that level.
So you don't think that these assistance measures are helping the average family farmer?
Oh, absolutely no way. You know, those that can access their FMDs, that's great. Those that can get RIC loans, that's great. Very, very, very small percentage of farmers. And obviously, at the other end of the scale, you've got people that can get household support. But I saw the other day where there's been quite a number of people that have been kicked off the household support. And then I saw Barnaby Joyce come out and make a statement that those farmers should leave the land. I found that absolutely bloody disgusting. We've been around drought mental health for a long time. And to have someone in authority to abandon people like that is just completely unacceptable.
So that's really you think that that's a sign that they've turned their back on the family farm or the smaller farmer and looking more to the corporates?
It's as though it's a structural adjustment to get the smaller farmers out of the industry and just support the bigger end of the town. And I mean, how the hell are we going to run our communities? We've lost since 1973. We've lost 50% of our farmers. So the basic ingredient, the lifeblood, if you like, of the communities being farmers, we're just stripping them out. We've got to turn around and do some different policies. You can't run rural Australia without having people out here. And having a hat full of, you know, super mega family farms, corporate farms, overseas owned farms, doesn't make for a good rural Australia.
Well, the other side of the coin and discussion has been that many of the politicians are pinning their hopes on recovery in the mining sector in regional Australia as opposed to farming, and that's where a lot of their energies are going as well.
It's abandoning something that's been a huge contributor to Australia's well-being. I mean, obviously the domestic production is a huge contributor to the rural towns and feeding the nation, but also we get 60% of the nation's exports. So agriculture has always been a significant contributor. And the notion that the economic rationalists run, that, you know, the big get, you either get big and get out or you die, I don't think that adds up to a good social outcome for regional communities. I mean, I can tell you from the Wollongong area, we've just recently lost 9 families out of our area. Big corporations, a Hong Kong-based company, the Macquarie Bank have come in and bought up a heap of farms, and they've replaced it with, you know, about a 16th of the number of people. So the Inverell and towns similar to that don't have the people that are in there spending the money the way the family farmer does.
Mal Peters, former New South Wales Farmers President, with some concerns about current drought policy.